This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Joe Ball. Joe is the CEO of Switchboard. Our next guest is Tony Walker. Tony's currently on some medical leave. When he returns to work as CEO of Ambulance Victoria, he'll probably wish he was still on leave. But Tony, bowel cancer and the treatment of it. Tell us about your experience with bowel cancer.
Yeah, certainly, Macca. Good morning. Good morning, Joe. It's interesting. I mean, I had prostate cancer about 12 years ago, and you sort of think you've had your turn of cancer and that's it, not going to have any other problems. Back in December, I ended up getting the test in the mail that we get regularly when you're over 50, and a bit of a story behind that, which I'll tell in a minute, but put it in the drawer, as I normally do, and my wife said, look, you really probably should do that, and I did the test, didn't think anything of it, until I got a call back from a GP and said, look, you a bit of blood in your poo, you probably need to go and get a colonoscopy, which I did. That went pretty well. They thought there's a polyp there they took out, didn't think it was a problem. Then I get another call a week later saying, actually, that polyp's cancerous and we need to actually do some surgery to remove part of your bowel, but that'll probably be it. And had the surgery, recovering from the surgery, and then they found some cancer cells in one of my lymph nodes in the bowel they removed. So now on the chemotherapy journey. The good news is I've got one more cycle next week and that's it, but it's been an interesting, probably 5 or 6 months of 2022 I didn't expect. And the probably key message for me, Macca, is we think we're bulletproof. And often, particularly men of a certain age, and if you've had cancer before, you think you've dodged it with that one. I've been receiving these tests since I was 50. And this is the first one I've done. So my wife reminds me that while I may be doing okay and the prognosis is excellent with the treatment I'm getting, if I had started this treatment or started doing these tests a few years back, I probably would have just had a small polyp removed and not have any other thought of it. So there's a big message here for all of us about when you get these tests in the mail, don't put them in the drawer. Do them. They take a few minutes and they can save your life.
Tony, what would have been the consequences had you not done the test this time? What would have been the consequences?
Well, to be really honest with you, I expect that this cancer wouldn't have been found. So I had no other symptoms. And I expect that if I hadn't have gone and done these tests at some point, the likelihood is in the next couple of years, I probably would have been treated for a much more serious cancer that was probably not necessarily going to be as curable as the one I've got now. So I'm fortunate that this has been contained within the bowel and the lymph nodes, and the chemotherapy will, on all the evidence, tell me that what doctor tells me will clear out any other cells that might be there that need to be got rid of. But it wouldn't have been found if I hadn't have had that test done. And to be honest, probably having a different conversation in the next few years, Macca, to be brutally honest with you.
Can I ask you, Tony, you said that you'd received the test before and put it in the drawer. You weren't the guy being filmed in that ad, were you? Putting it in the drawer in the bathroom and not doing it. But why in the past? You said that you'd had a cancer experience before and thought, okay, that's been my turn. But why did you not do the test before? I think, men of a certain age, we think we're invincible, but can you talk to us a bit about that?
Yeah, I think there's, and it's interesting, I've been doing a bit of research on it in my downtime at the moment. There is a sense often when you've had a cancer before that's your turn. You've had that, so you have this sense of, I'm not going to have another one. That's not a problem. So that's part of it, I think. I think part of it is you think this is not going to happen to me. I've got no other symptoms. I've got no history here. And you get caught up in the busyness of your life. And it comes in, it goes in the drawer. You might clean out the drawer, a period of time later and go, yeah, I'll worry about that next time and don't do anything about it. And the reality is I had no symptoms. I had nothing to suggest that I had a problem, yet I had bowel cancer grumbling away down there in a polyp in my bowel that if it had been taken out a couple of years earlier, to be brutally honest, probably wouldn't have needed anything more than the polyp removed, a little bit of a day procedure that many people go through, and that would have been it. So I think sometimes you just get this mental thing, it's not going to happen to me. Men put their head in the sand. The reason why those tests are sent out every couple of years is to remind us do the test, it takes a very short period of time, and it can be life-saving. I mean, I already know two or three people who have gone in as a result of my story and have actually been found to have had, you know, polyps and things that needed to be removed. So it's a wake-up call, I think, for a lot of us to say, you know, these simple tests can tell us can make a difference. And if you get it early enough, it's very curable, before it even gets anywhere into the bowel or anywhere else.
And for those who are just joining us, we're talking to Tony Walker, the CEO of Ambulance Victoria, and I'm Joe Ball, and I'm here with Macca on SatMag. And this is such an important message, Tony, and thank you so much for standing up and sharing a personal story, but we do need to have this message out to all men. And I want to add that as a trans man, I am very aware that, unfortunately, this putting our head in the sand is something that trans men have taken on as well. And I've recently been involved in a cervical elimination consultation. And what I found out about that is, just like all other men, trans men also don't show up for checking out their medical. They often don't get tests. They often don't get cervical screenings. And it's far, far lower than other people in our communities that need cervical screening. So I'm a big ambassador for trans men also being excellent with their health. And I think that when there's any part of a community that feels that they're stigmatized in the medical setting, they are far less likely to go and get the testing done. And that's something that's across all our gay, bisexual and trans men, and why it's excellent in our community that there are services like Thorn Harbour's Centre Clinic. More and more GPs are understanding our community, because we need to break down sort of any discrimination you might get as part of our community to getting those tests, or perceived discrimination about what will happen when you go to get your regular testing, or any barrier to getting regularly tested. And Tony, I want to ask you, why do we think, we know why it can be bad for men in our community to get tested, but why is this barrier for men? Why do you think that men are not getting tested early and often?
Well, I think to be brutally honest, there is this sense of being bulletproof. There is a sense of it's not going to happen to me. You know, we're very good at rationalising things away and focusing on things that that we want to focus on. And I think, you know, one of the things we have to focus on is their health. And it's interesting, if you look at men who are in partnerships, they live longer, and they live longer often because they've got a voice of conscience in their relationship saying, you really should go and chat to your GP. You really should go and do this thing. I mean, I've got to be honest, I wouldn't have done this test in December if it wasn't for the fact that my wife had reminded me and said, look, you really need to do that test. You've had a few of these done come through. And, you know, I talk about how fortunate I am right now. I can tell you right now, my household, that doesn't have any weight. My wife is very clear to me about the fact that if I had done these tests a few years earlier, we wouldn't have been in a situation where, to be honest, she's given up her job to care for me all the time I'm doing this. I'm out of my job for, you know, for 5 months recovering. I could have avoided all of this by just having a different conversation with my GP and doing a test a couple of years ago. And so I think it is this sense of being bulletproof, this sense that it's not going to happen to me, but it does. And that's why these tests are so important, and relationships with your GP. And exactly as you described, Joe, appropriate services that are out there that you feel safe and confident that are culturally sensitive to be able to talk about your particular issues that you've got, they're all out there. There are good people out there that'll talk to you. You don't need to be ashamed or embarrassed. It's often that builds up in our heads. It's not actually what plays out in real life when you go and chat to your GP about your health needs.
Sounds like as men, we've got to pull our socks up and take some self-responsibility, particularly for those of us who don't have wives. So we need to, I think it's very important that, I think the message is really clear from Tony today, and I really appreciate you coming and joining us and having this conversation. It's through these personal narratives that we encourage each other to do better. And I think as LGBTIQA+ people, we can all do better at getting tested earlier and often across the whole alphabet, whether that's cervical screening, bowel screening, pap smears, whatever it might be that affects you. You know, do the breast screens, do the recommended checks and balances, because frankly, we're worth it.
And there's a reason, and I want to thank you, Tony, for, you know, standing up and talking about it. You know, it's a little bit of a challenging subject, but, you know, it's actually about your health. And the reality is, if you don't take advantage and take the opportunity with the with all these tests and all the ones Joe has talked about, then you might have an outcome that you don't like. And it's really important for people to be heard. So thank you, Tony. What's been the reaction of friends, male friends your age? Are they all going to the bathroom to get that jiffy bag out of the drawer?
Yeah, a lot of people, Macca, are doing the test. It's been, again, it's a sense of, because often when you, well, it's interesting. I mean, my prostate cancer, I did my initial testing around that a decade ago because of people like Sam Newman talking yes. about his prostate cancer. So I think when people get out and talk about their experiences, I'm happy to share my story. It has encouraged a lot of my colleagues to do the test. And some of them have gone off to have excuse me, colonoscopies and get treatment from that. So it makes a difference. So no, it's the more we can talk about this, the more that we can highlight this as a disease and a disease that the deadliest disease for people between 25 and 44, the deadliest cancer.
Yeah.
So it's something that we often don't talk about enough. That you know, sharing our stories, talking to our GPs about it, those conversations can be life saving.
Tony, thanks again for talking about it. I know there's still a little bit of a journey for you. I look forward when you're back in the chair at Ambulance Victoria to getting you back on air. You were a regular. We'll let you ease in a few weeks at least before we get you on. But thanks for talking about this. It's an important thing for health. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks, Macca and Joe.
Cheers.
Thanks, Tony.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with Macca and Joe Ball.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.